This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. Hi, everybody. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me today is someone who, instead of dispensing pharmaceuticals, he's a pharmacist. A nutritional pharmacist. Ben Fuchs, you've been on the show before. Welcome back. Why are you so passionate about plants and as opposed to medicine? Give us the quick 101.
Well, first of all, a lot of medicine comes from plants, Frankie. In fact, plants were the first medicines, and to this day, a lot of pharmacy and pharmaceuticals are either derived or analogs of molecules that are found in plants. And drug companies are constantly going to the rainforest and looking for herbal active or botanical active ingredients. And the natural world, the natural plant world, is a wonderful resource for pharmacology. I consider myself a nutritional pharmacist, which means I work with nutrition the way other healthcare practitioners, pharmacists and physicians, work with drugs. I look at the human body as a healing system that uses molecules to do its work. And so I'm always focusing on those molecules, and the most important of them are what we call the essential nutrients, because those are molecules that the body needs, that the body uses, but the body cannot make. And as it turns out, when we're sick, at the core of our illnesses is usually some kind of nutritional deficiency. At the core of our illnesses is never a pharmaceutical deficiency. So to me, it just makes perfect sense to restore what's missing in the body, number one. And number two, to use molecules that the body has evolved with, that is nutrition, nutrients that have been in the body's ecosystem, if you will, for millions of years, rather than foreign substances that the body has to deal with as toxins and as poisons. Nutrients are incorporated and assimilated into biochemistry, while drugs are considered to be foreign and have to be detoxified and eliminated.
You have been doing this. You have been educating us about the powers of nutrients topically, internally. Why CBD? Why hemp? Why are you enamored with this plant?
Yeah, so I just talked about essential nutrients, that is nutrients that the body needs in order to function. Nutrients that when they're deficient will end up resulting in some kind of disease state. Well, as it turns out, cannabinoids that are found in nature, and most especially in the hemp and the marijuana plant, although they're found in rosemary and oregano and sage and a lot of other botanicals, they're pretty much found everywhere in nature. These cannabinoids have exact analogs in the body, so that the same thing that the hemp plant makes is actually made by the human body, making these cannabinoids, in effect, biochemicals that the human body uses. So you can actually replace and enhance your own cannabinoids, I say endo meaning cannabinoids inside the body, your own endocannabinoids, by ingesting exogenous cannabinoids. That is an amazing concept. You can actually support your hormone system. You can actually support your hormones, and the cannabinoids are hormones. You can support your hormones by ingesting plant hormones that are exactly the same from a molecular perspective, exactly the same as the hormonal molecules in your body. That's phenomenal. And that makes the cannabinoid system, ingesting cannabinoids, one of the most important things you could do to maintain your health and to maintain the health of your cannabinoid system. I should also tell you that the cannabinoids are not only found throughout nature, they are found in every living system And the cannabinoids in the human body are the most important of all of the natural signaling molecules. And there's more cannabinoid signaling going on than there is signaling for any other system.
And when we start using this CBD and filling up our endocannabinoid system, and for many of us, it's been depleted for years and years.
That's a very good point. What you just said is a very important point. Endocannabinoid deficiency is a real thing. And you can enhance
your cannabinoid symptoms and
eliminate deficiencies by ingesting cannabinoids from the outside.
What are the symptoms of endocannabinoid
deficiency? Well, think about this
deficiency.
What happens? Why do people enjoy smoking marijuana? Why is pot smoking such a big thing? And, you know, I'm here in Colorado, and it's a really big thing in Colorado.
Yeah.
Because it relaxes
you.
It calms you. It has a calming effect. The cannabinoids have a down-regulating effect. They calm things down. That's why people like to smoke pot. They like to relax. The cannabinoids relax things. Cannabinoid deficiencies can cause anxiety, cause insomnia, cause jitteriness, nervousness, problems relaxing. In other words, when you're deficient in these cannabinoids, the relaxing inhibitory effect will be missing. So you'll have issues that are signs of an inability to relax. Like I say, things like anxiety and insomnia are classic signs of endocannabinoid deficiencies. But what's really cool is that you can restore your endocannabinoids. Remember, endo means inside. So endocannabinoids are cannabinoids inside the body by ingesting exocannabinoids. Exocannabinoids being cannabinoids from outside the body. And by ingesting, I'm talking about either smoking them or eating them. And that is an amazing idea. Not only that, but I should tell you this. The endocannabinoids inside the body, are derived from one of the most important essential nutrients there is, and an essential nutrient that most people are deficient in unless they're hip enough to nutritional supplementation to be able to supplement, because these nutrients are hard to get from food, and those are the essential fatty acids. You've heard that term, I'm sure, omega-6 and omega-3s. Well, it turns out that omega-6 essential fatty acids, which are hard to find in the diet because of cooking and processing, which tends to destroy these or break these essential fatty acids down. Omega-6 deficiency are very common. Omega-6s are the precursors to endocannabinoids. So in addition to supporting your endocannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system by ingesting cannabinoids, you should also be using essential fatty acids, particularly omega-6 essential fatty acids, to provide raw materials for your body to make its endocannabinoids.
And so I want to go back to the nutritional piece of your story, because you curate products for the face, for our skin.
Yeah.
They're amazing, by the way, and I use them. Full disclosure, I use them and I love them. You also make a line with hemp for the face. Tell us about why hemp topically?
Well, it's not just hemp. It's the CBD. It's the cannabinoids, CBD being one of the cannabinoids. It turns out that the cannabinoids topically on the skin have the same effect that they do inside the body. They calm things down. A lot of skin problems are the result of a hyperactive immune system, for example. Inflammation, eczema, psoriasis, acne are the signs of things moving too fast. Now, in the body, it's really interesting. In the body, growth and movement and action are the default mechanism. It takes work, nutritional work, biochemical work, for the body to slow things down. Cells, their default state is to grow and to divide. It takes nutrition and it takes biochemistry to calm the cells down. So the endocannabinoids provide that kind of calming effect, as do, by the way, certain essential fatty acids and vitamin E and other nutrients. On the skin, the same is true. If you have eczema, if you have inflammatory skin challenges, if you have rashes, if you have acne, that calming effect that the endocannabinoids provide, or the cannabinoids provide internally, also have applications topically. So they relax things on the skin. If you have an inflammation or if you have eczema, they have a relaxing effect on the inflammatory system, a relaxing effect on the immune system, a relaxing effect on cellular proliferation and the hypersecretion of proteins, which can clog pores. So that same relaxing effect that you get inside, you get outside, and that's why I use them in topical skincare.
It's fascinating stuff. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue. He's a pharmacist, but a different kind of a pharmacist, a nutritional pharmacist who wants us to get well inside out, and then he is providing us a skincare routine to make our skins radiant and glow as we get older, so we can become ageless like he is. His name is Ben Fuchs. And give us your website.
Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com.
We'll be right back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer and Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, is with us today. But a different kind of pharmacist. He's not the kind that go to the drugstore. He's the kind that you go to the health food store. And you love nutrition. You love talking about the endocannabinoid system. You make products to support our bodies inside out, outside in. Welcome back. And you were just saying about the endocannabinoid system. So a lot of people, and my dear friend Ann Louise Gittleman used to have an expression, hip hip hooray for hemp. And because she would say that hemp is, and CBD, Mother Nature's way of keeping us young. Keeping us young.
Is that true? You know, hemp contains it's the only natural substance that contains the perfect human balance of essential fatty acids. You know, there's two essential fatty acids. As a whole, the essential fatty acids are very misunderstood. And as I was saying earlier, most people are deficient in these things. They're your molecules of inflammation and anti-inflammation. People think inflammation, when they hear inflammation, they hear diseases and they hear bad stuff. But as it turns out, a balance of anti-inflammation and inflammation is important to keep things moving correctly. When you hear about all the bad things associated with inflammation, what you're hearing about is an out-of-balance inflammatory to anti-inflammatory biochemical milieu. The environment of the body is out of balance in terms of its anti-inflammatory molecules and its inflammatory molecules. As it turns out, you can't heal without inflammation, and inflammation is a precursor to healing. So inflammation and anti-inflammation have to be controlled and they have to be balanced. As it turns out, the molecules that represent inflammation and anti-inflammation are the omega-6 essential fatty acids and the omega-3 essential fatty acids. And if you don't have both, this balance of inflammation to anti-inflammation is going to be thrown off. Omega-6 fats are essential fatty acids, specifically called linoleic acid. And there's only one omega-6 essential fatty acid. It's called linoleic acid, or LA. That has inflammatory properties, while omega-3 essential fatty acid, which is called alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA, has anti-inflammatory properties. And the proportion of ingested essential fatty acids of the omega-6 variety, the LA, to omega-3s, ALA, those of the omega-3 variety, the ALA variety, that balance is critical. And as it turns out, hemp has the perfect balance. Hemp, the balance of omega-6 to omega-3s in hemp, and no other plant can say this, no other plant can tout this, the balance of omega-6 fats to omega-3 fats is exactly perfect for human beings. And that makes hemp the most valuable source of essential fatty acids that you could ever ingest. And keep in mind, these essential fatty acids are very hard to come by. In terms of omega-6s, we get lots of omega-6 essential fatty acids. Theoretically, we should get them, but we cook and we process them out from things like seeds and grains and sunflower and nuts and those sorts of things. Those are pretty common. But the omega-3 essential fatty acids are only found in very few sources, mostly flaxseed, chia seed, as well as hemp seed. What makes hemp so singularly important and valuable is it's got the perfect balance of omega-6s to omega-3s. And that's why hemp seed oil, is a nutritional substance that is perfect for ingestion as a way of supporting your omega-6 and omega-3 balance. And that's probably what Ms. Gittleman is talking about. Of course, there's also other nutrients in hemp that aren't of the omega-6 and omega-3 variety, things like vitamin E and phytosterols and such, that all of this put together make hemp seed oil in my humble opinion, the most valuable nutritional oil that you could ingest.
What, in your opinion, is there a different delivery system that works better, gummies versus drops versus
Of
that? Or
straight oil. No, straight.
The oil.
Cute, but you don't really. Yeah, the gummies are cute, but you're not going to really get a lot of oil in the gummies. You want to make a distinction between the medicinal components of hemp, hemp seed oil, and the nutritional components of hemp seed oil. The medicinal components, the therapeutic components, are things like CBD, CBG, or CBN now. These are various cannabinoids. There's hundreds of cannabinoids, really. And these have a restorative therapeutic value, and as I was saying earlier, they can kind of modulate your own natural hormone system. They're not the same as essential nutrients. Essential nutrients are nutrients that you absolutely must have in the diet, or you're going to suffer from some kind of deficiency disease, especially skin diseases. And those are the omega-6 and omega-3 fats that I was calling linoleic acid and alpha-linolenic acids, LA and ALA. Those are must-haves, without which you will suffer a disease state. The medicinal and the therapeutic molecules, like the CBDs and the CBNs and the THCs and such, they're valuable, but they're not in the same. They don't have the same kind of. They're not. They have the same kind of import as the essential nutrients, which are absolutely must-have. And I would add that most people are going to be deficient in simply because of the way we eat and the way we process our foods.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, let me ask you a practical question. Is it okay to take CBD cannabinoids daily? Will you become resistant?
Absolutely not. Your body's making them. They're just going to support your natural CBD, your natural cannabinoid system. Now, you're not going to become resistant to them. You're not going to become addicted to them. There's no toxicity associated with them. All they're going to do is support your natural hormone system. And that's amazing. Imagine, you know, you hear about estrogen and you hear about progesterone and you hear about other steroid hormones. Imagine if you could just eat a plant to get your progesterone and to get your estrogen. You know, and there are phytoestrogens, certainly, and there are phytoprogesterones.
Yes,
but you're
yes.
not going to get the same kind of, you're not going to get the same kind of support for your estrogenic and progestogenic and your steroid hormone system from eating those kinds of plants as you will from ingesting CBDs and CBNs and cannabinoids from hemp seed. Or as
okay,
I said,
so,
it's not just hemp. There's other plants, too, that contain these cannabinoids.
Right. So Stephanie, our producer, was just on your website, and she said, could you please make the distinction of where you can get the CBD face products on your website? Is there a place for them?
Yeah, no. I have several companies. What Stephanie was looking at was truthtreatments.com. There's also 73 Health and Wellness, which is a line of products called MOX, M-O-X, which is formulations that I developed for the CBD marketplace. And that would
okay,
be on
perfect.
73 Health and Wellness. Yes. Yeah, my background is formulating skincare, and I've been doing it in my pharmacy for many years. I have a compound pharmacy here in Colorado where I make skincare products. So I have a whole bunch of different formulations that I've done. Truth Treatments is my anti-aging line. It's a very sophisticated line for folks who are concerned about aging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and that kind of thing, dry skin. The MOX line of products at 73 Health and Wellness is more for folks who want to leverage the power of CBD topically.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for all of this, because the distinctions that you've put together for us today are so important. And real quickly, we as Americans need more nutrition. You've been screaming this and saying this on your own radio show, on my radio shows. And so obviously, juicing is that, do you like juicing?
Yes. Oh, my God. Juicing is so amazing, Frankie. But here's the thing about juicing. Not V8. That doesn't count. It has to be fresh. It has to be fresh veggie juice. And when I say fresh veggie juice, I mean, like, put it in the Vitamix or put it, and I prefer people use a blender or Vitamix rather than a juicer because the fiber is really valuable. You know what a Vitamix
is? We gotta run.
Super high.
Oh,
okay.
Ben Fuchs, give us the website real quick.
Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com.
Always fabulous. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Cannabis Talk Agency. Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available.
It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oregano.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Business Talk A to Z, an educational, we call it an educational odyssey because that's exactly what it is. But there's also someone who feels very strongly about educating the public. She is a C-suite woman, and we love having women executives on the show, Ilana Goldberg. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here with you.
So you have been part of the global picture of CBD, the plant, this extraordinary plant. Tell us about your new educational platform, please.
Sure, I'd love to. So the Kenigma I was going to say it's not that new, but I guess it's all relative. We launched in 2019, so we've been up in the air for almost 3 years now. And the aim of what we're doing on the Kenigma, it's a website, you can all go and have a look, www.kenigma.com. What we're doing is trying to solve the cannabis enigma, thus the name, in a way that anyone can understand. So we take what we know from the science, from the research, and we translate it into language that, you know, anyone can understand, whether it's patients or doctors or consumers, bud tenders. We're basically putting credible information about cannabis into a digestible format. A lot of the time there's articles on the website, and we also we have a podcast too, and we produce videos and a lot of infographics. So when we're kind of putting across these scientific concepts, it's really useful to people to be able to get a visual as well.
And this
is the nutshell, I suppose.
This is an international platform that you have?
It is, yeah. So the main website is in English, and then we also have German, Spanish, and Portuguese at this point. The majority of our audience is from North America, probably about 70% of our audience is from the U.S. and Canada, but we've got a growing audience in Europe as well, and of course, I'm sure I don't need to tell you that Germany is going to be a very interesting market in the next few years.
Yes.
And Brazil as well.
Absolutely.
Readers coming in from Brazil and from a few other places in Latin America.
So how does someone who began as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post become managing editor of this online exquisite creation that you've created?
It's been a very fun journey. I mean, if you would have told me when I first started on the Jerusalem Post or when I was, you know, smoking bongs behind the scout hall at the school that I grew up in Sydney, that
yes.
there was a way that I could join like a journalism and kind of digital media career in with working in the cannabis space, I don't think I would have believed you. I kind of wake up every day very grateful that I get to do this, that somehow this is, you know, where the path led. So basically, you know, like you mentioned, I'm Australian, as you can probably tell from my accent, hopefully tell from my accent. And I moved over to Israel when I was 23. And the first job or the second job that I got in Israel was as a breaking news editor at the Jerusalem Post. I kind of pretended my Hebrew was better than it was, to be able to like translate what I was hearing on the news over into the English language for this big news site. And it was there really that I got to kind of came to know and love digital content, this idea of putting things, words, pictures, stories, whatever it is, in front of people and just seeing how they respond. You know, is this interesting? Do they stay on the page? Do they click? Do they enjoy? Do they share? I kind of see it as like some sort of like mass user psychology tests that I get to run on people all the time on these big audiences. So I did that for a few years. I ended up managing the website, jpost.com. And then I went on to work on a number of different digital publications, both in the nonprofit field and also more in kind of like advertising and marketing through a number of kind of pretty established organizations here in Israel. And both sides were a really good school for me, so like understanding how to develop content and by the same token, how to monetize content on the internet. And that all came together. I was working for this Israeli performance marketing company called Natural Intelligence, and a recruiter came to me and had all these different ideas of different content teams I could run. And I said to her, you know, I'm really looking for something that has some meaning this time. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm learning a lot and it's interesting and I work with smart people, but like, am I really doing anything good for the world by, like, you know, working on different comparison pages? And so in the end, it was her that introduced me to the other founders of the Kenigma, who had this idea that, you know, more and more markets are opening up to cannabis across the world, and we need to get quality information in front of them. They're going to need this information. So they were very much just at that ideation phase when I joined. And I joined as the chief content officer, so looking for, you know, like an editor-in-chief to join. And a few months later, I ended up taking over the company as CEO, kind of at the beginning of the pandemic.
So what I want to go into with you, because I think it's really important, as a woman, I am honestly horrified at the lack of diversity in the industry. So I'm so thrilled that you're running such a fabulous publication. But where do you see, how do you see the role of women infiltrating this male-dominant, white-dominant industry, Ilana?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you on the premise. It definitely is white-dominated and male-dominated. I've been in rooms, whether they're literal rooms or virtual rooms, and I'm the only woman in the room all the time. And we're all white in the room as well. I mean, I do believe that there's positive kind of trends within the industry. I see lots of actually we just published or about to publish an article, I'll send you the link when it goes live, of cannabis products that are made by women for women. And I think, like, as the product diversity expands in the space, obviously as there are more and more legal markets and restrictions on brands are lifted, I think we're seeing a lot of female entrepreneurs coming in. Of course, they face the same challenges. You know, we all face the same challenges as women in any industry, is like, you know, how to push forward, how to have the kind of the chutzpah, the gall to be able to ask for things that men would ask for. I think there's a lot of like cultural and communication gaps that we need to learn to lead through. But the trends are happening, and I think our responsibility as business owners and operators, men or women, black or white, it doesn't matter, is to make sure that in our hiring policies and our promotion policies, we're making sure to put women to the front and to put diverse, you know, ranges of employees and managers and contributors at the front. And that's something that we really try and keep at the forefront in what we're doing, even if it's just, you know, making sure that our scientific advisory board isn't just filled with white men. Making sure that the writers that we hire aren't just, you know, fitting into the one demographic. So I think there's, you know, there's the macro, and then there's like the little things that we can all do.
Right.
And, you know, I think like we being minorities of any type, need to keep putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations and saying, yeah, you know, this is very challenging in general. You know, running a company is challenging no matter what. And then even more so if you have these kind of boundaries and these different cultural nuances that you need to push through, like doing it anyway. The only way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just was wondering, because you're committed and you're committed to bringing the truth out about this plant and
Absolutely.
the research and your site is so important right now in the world for all of us. So where do you see the story unfolding, not only in North America, but worldwide in the next few years?
I think there's really a bunch of different ways to look at that. Like, one story that I find fascinating in the cannabis space, and really, like, to be honest, this is why I do everything I do, is because I love a good story. And I think there are so many good stories when it comes to cannabis. So one, you know, story I think that needs to evolve is the stigma. And there's a big part of me that thinks that it's like so many things is just going to be up to the next generation, you know? Like, I find myself still a kind of a victim of the stigma, and I work in the industry and I'm an advocate and I consume cannabis basically every day, and yet I still find myself, you know, still believing stories that I was fed as a child. So I think hopefully if we can get the education and the messaging around the plant right for this generation of children that we're bringing up, like for example, for my children who are 5 and 8, who, you know, the whiskey is right next to the cannabis. It's just like, these are the things that are for adults, you know. Mommy uses them to relax sometimes in the evening, and that's it. It doesn't need to be like a big deal about it. There's no mysticism. There's no, like, just like that's what it is, just straightforward. And hopefully they'll have better drug education as they come through, you know, high school. And then we can be in a different place. So there's like simply the passing of time, right? Which I think is going to have a massive impact on the stigma. And of course, all of the important work that we're doing in educating, in making sure that there's clear labeling, in making sure that there's safe access, you know, all of this comes together.
Right.
Sorry, you're going to say?
No, I'm so thrilled that you're doing this. I'm just really thrilled. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back from break, I would really like for you to talk about research. Israel has been the leaders, and now that cannabis is widespread in Canada and the States, where is that story, and in Brazil? So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. Give everybody the spelling and the website, please, before we go to break.
Absolutely. So it's Kanigma, CANNIGMA.com. You can find the website, or you can check out any of the various social channels.
Kanigma.com. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer, and the Kenigma.com is a site that is filled with tremendous information. The science, the strains, the recipes, the products, the medical piece to the story. And the woman that brings us all of this is with us today, and Ilana Goldberg, welcome back. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
I could talk about this all day. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. So how old is the Kenigma?
3 years old, coming up on 3 years in October.
And research. Where are we with the science in the world right now? But Israel was always leading the way. And are they still?
You know, this is something that comes up over and over again, and it's funny. Sometimes I'll find people ask me questions either about what's going on in Israel or what's going on in Australia, and even though because I'm an Australian living in Israel, I do feel like I still know more about what's going on in North America, since that's such a big focus of ours. But from a research perspective, certainly, this is one of the reasons we're based here in Israel, and it's a real advantage for us in terms of content creation, is that we do have close relationships with a lot of the researchers and research institutions here in Israel. And I think the story, like we were saying before, Frankie, I always love a good story, but the story of how cannabis research became so prolific here in Israel really fits in with the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that's quite Israeli in nature. That in the 60s, when most of the other kind of scheduled substances had been researched, this scientist based out of the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Raphael Meshulam, decided that he wanted to isolate, find what the one active ingredient, as we thought then, in cannabis was. And so he went to the police and he said to them, listen, I want to research marijuana. And they said, well, here you go. Here's a massive bag of hash that we just confiscated from the Lebanese border. You can take that to your lab and let's work, you know, have fun. And so the regulations around it ended up being much more kind of favorable to cannabis research here in Israel than, for example, in the United States, where up until recently you could only actually research on three particular types of cannabis that were all grown by the United States government, so very limited. Whereas here it's been, you know, freer and quite a center of research in a number of different scientific fields here. There are kind of prime universities here where up to a third of their budget is being spent on cannabis research, a lot of it on potentially potential cures and treatments for cancer.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on here. And I think on a number of different levels, I think it's important that scientific, the clinical research is certainly very strong here. And there's also a lot of technology being developed. So whether it's devices, delivery methods, formulations, it's a very strong kind of entrepreneurial community in the cannabis space here in Israel. But happily, it's really not the only place in the world that we're seeing this kind of expansion. You know, it used to be really that the majority of the research was coming from Israel, and now it's like a good chunk of the research is coming from Israel. More and more really interesting research coming out of Europe. And especially as a lot of European countries are kind of moving towards, you know, some sort of legalization, model, they're kind of testing all different options. So that, you know, there's more of an interest and more potential funding. And I think, unfortunately, there's probably a rabbit hole to go down, but, you know, whether and what type of research is being, carried out is often comes down to who's willing to pay for what. Like, gold standard scientific research is very expensive.
Very expensive, yes. In all countries, it's very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a big limiting factor.
So there's a lot of controversy about kids and cannabis, and I just want to, CBD and some of the other, the entourage effect, but there are some childhood diseases and childhood issues where this could be the answer. And epilepsy is a perfect example when we talk about kids and cannabis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Your thoughts about this?
So I think it's important to be as exact as we can here. It's not that, you know, cannabis is necessarily a cure-all, that it's the cure for, you know, any particular disease for every patient. It should be like, you know, a tool in the toolkit for any physician or healthcare provider. And there are some, as you mentioned, some types of treatment-resistant epilepsy, which do seem to respond very well to CBD specifically, and sometimes even to CBD with small amounts of THC. That's what the research is showing. And it's not just epilepsy. It's like a lot of these fairly common childhood diseases and conditions like ADD and ADHD, like ASD, like autism spectrum disorder. There's some very interesting research coming out.
And
Tourette's,
absolutely. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
I think the main, like, there's more and more research. I see more and more physicians and healthcare providers getting involved, getting themselves educated, becoming advocates after being staunchly against giving cannabis, and certainly to children. There's some fascinating interviews that we've done that I can point you over to there with physicians here and in Europe as well. But I think the bottom line is that the restrictions need to change on cannabis and cannabinoid therapies only being used as, you know, a last resort. But like the amount of different medications that don't work that patients are subjected to before they get the plant with a brilliant safety profile, I think very problematic.
So I'm loving this conversation. I want to, quickly, you mentioned it, and I also want to say that people may feel like this is the panacea, that this is the way in which we're going to cure the world. And I think we do have to be realistic and mindful that, no, it's not going to cure cancer. It's not going to do this miraculous thing, but it does make a huge difference in many lives.
Yeah, well, to understand that, you need to understand the endocannabinoid system. We can talk about that later if you want.
Yes, and we did talk about it in our first segment. So, yes, absolutely. The endocannabinoid system is the key, and refilling it and filling it all up and all of that. We are almost out of time, and I am so sorry because, Ilana Goldberg, this has just been a delight. And give us the website, and please, please, please come back anytime. We'd love to have you.
All right, sounds good. I'll do it.
And the website is?
www.enigma.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for, I think this was an awesome show. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.